from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's ruling party gives the thumbs down to the introduction of casino gambling. The Methodist Synod calls for a common Caribbean Christian culture. And all-rounder Carl Hooper will not be able to join the West Indies squad in New Zealand. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Jamaica, the National Executive Council of the ruling People's National Party has voted against the introduction of casino gambling. The decision comes after months of rekindled debate on the economic benefits of gambling to Jamaica's industry. From Kingston, Gary Allen reports.
The lobby for the introduction of casino gambling in Jamaica was mortally wounded on the weekend when the National Executive Council of the ruling People's National Party delivered its vote on the matter. The vote was overwhelmingly against the reintroduction, with 127 persons saying no, 28 saying yes, and 12 abstaining. The vote is a victory for the mainly church community, which last month started a lobby against the growing calls for casino gambling. In fact, it was a big defeat also for the casino lobby, which was mainly from the western section of the island, where in Montego Bay they are seeking to bolster a flagging tourism industry. The industry is set to record a slight decline when the figures are all in for 1994. But Prime Minister PJ Patterson's government claiming that even with much devaluation of the local currency, falling tourism arrivals, slow growth in exports and periods of spiraling inflation, says that there is not much that has changed in the last few years since the casino debate was waged in their party. Gary Allen in Kingston for BBC Caribbean Report.